divorce men 70 to 80% of the time. I would argue in relationships, it's probably similar. Men aren't leaving, women are. So to a guy's point of view, he's going to commit to this girl. And what does he get? He doesn't get purity anymore. You know, these hoes, you know, he doesn't get youth anymore. So he doesn't get either of those things. A lot of times she already has a kid. So he's not fulfilling his mating strategy. On top of that, even if he does find a good woman that maybe has the qualities he's looking for, she was going to want him to marry her. And what does he get out of that? Oh, she can leave and take half and take my kid. And she's paid to take my kids away from me. She gets more money if she takes my children. And so from the men's point of view, they're just kind of like, F it, because like women aren't wives nowadays. And what do they get out of it?
But
like,
you know,
men are logical. They're logical people. And so they're thinking, does the benefit outweigh the cost? And like, I just think as women, we have to look at ourselves and say, the benefits we bring nowadays don't outweigh the cost for most men.
I love how people are getting with the times. You know, I've been talking this nonsense for, you know, 6 years at least. And I have been telling people, and people will just shoot me down. But now it's good to hear that men and women are thinking along these lines. Like this narrative that we have to understand of using logic, right? Because the numbers are the numbers. Meaning when the world of dating and the world of relationships, and I always have people tell me, man, you know, how can fucking people talk about relationship advice? They don't have great relationship and all this shit. I get it. But I'm a person and I'm pretty smart, I think. I like to say I am, or I like to think I am. Or at least pretty aware of how people can be. And I feel when it comes to the topic of dating and relationships, like it is ultimately, like the way I look at it is like this. Women are the gatekeepers of sex. Like they're the ones to choose which guy, which applicants are going to be allowed access to the job, access to the experience. And for many women, they get a bunch of applications. And the problem with that is that many of these applications are fraudulent. They don't have their transcripts from college. They never worked at that job. Yeah, they worked at that job, but they weren't a manager. They were the janitor. But they give, when these applications come in, and so many come, that they're not, they have to whittle it down from the surface, and then they have to do detective work on that, because guys understand that they have to present themselves as the best version of what they think a woman wants in a man. Because once they gain access, once they start having sex, once they start doing these intimate things, then they start seeing the true color of the person. And then that's when a lot of people get, you know, they find out years later that the person that they were with in the beginning is totally different. And you repeat that cycle many, many times, and you have a lot of trauma, a lot of resentment, a lot of things that people are not able to let go when they go through the future interview process, especially women. And I think that in this age, more so than ever, is that women are bombarded with applications, even if they're not asking for any participants, even if you're married and you're minding your business, someone's gonna hit on you. Like someone's gonna go to, you're at the bar grabbing a drink, you're married, you're flashing your ring, and fucking, it doesn't matter, that guy is still gonna come at you. That guy is still going to be like he's not going to care. Like he's not going to, because that's just how we're built as men. Like we just shoot our shot. And that's the way our society has built us as well. But I think that's more of a guy thing. I think guys are just, we're naturally built to be aggressive. Like I said, I mean, men die for women. Men go to war for women. Men will do anything and everything to protect that piece of ass. Like that's what they do, and they get very territorial about it. So knowing that reality, you know, but I also know that men can be very casual about intimacy. So I always have this phrase of men want to have sex and figure it out later. I think a lot of men, because we understand that reality, unfortunately for me, even though I talk about that, I don't apply it. because part of me knows that there was a shift in me many years ago that I always tell people when it comes to, you know, like when it comes to how I want to live my life. Like when you're younger, you realize that this is the way you have to play the game. The game is the game, and you have to do it in a way where you're going to get results. So when I was in my early 20s and, you know, all these different things, I was able to do it. But then after my divorce and I had an experience with somebody that I really extremely hurt them, and it wasn't me misleading, but there was an assumption of that. There was an assumption of us being together that intimately that it was going to lead for us being in a relationship. And I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't. I was still trying to figure out what had happened in my marriage and trying to figure that out. And when I saw the impact it had on this person, I said, you know what? I can't do this. Like, I can't continuously not lie to people, but mislead people and make them feel like that we're going to have something more going on. That's no longer going to be me. So here I am now, this version, and it just gets you terrible results. It gets you nowhere fast, because when you exude the truth, which comes with very pros and cons, people run from the cons. And what I laugh about is all the time is that, damn, ladies, like, you are funny, because you don't understand that men are lying to you, and men are very good about hiding their truths and play along, because they're trying to trigger what makes you happy, what makes you attracted. You like a funny guy, he's gonna be funny. He's gonna make you forget, or he's gonna make you overlook whatever deficiencies he has, and make you feel happy and make you feel something you never felt before. But then you come to find out that he's a jealous, crazy fuck, and he doesn't accept the way you want to be, right? Like, he has a problem with you getting dressed or going out with your friends that may be guys, like, you know, but he never gave you that impression before, but all of a sudden he became very territorial. Voila, that's the way he's always been. But he, no matter what he wants to tell you, that's the reality. He was always that way, but he was just playing along. And in some cases, they even give it a shot. They'll be like, well, okay, you know, I don't like the way she does things, but that's fine. But then later on, they realize, I can't be that. That bothers me. I gotta go ahead and reel this in. And that's where the battle of ideologies happen in relationships, in my opinion. When you want to be a certain way, the other person wants to be a certain way themselves, or they have expectations of how you should be, and then next thing you know, you're having to battle that, and you're constantly having to do that left and right. There's never been a relationship in my life that has not encountered that, that has not encountered that dynamic of someone trying to change me, someone trying to tell me what to do, someone telling me how to be, instead of having a conversation and saying, you know what, I support you, but I think you should try it this way. But if not, that's cool. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were having these conversations about how they were telling me about how they were going about processing some challenges. And I was telling them, okay, this is how I do it, and this is my why. And they initially thought that I was trying to tell them what to do. And then after we got to talking, they realized, no, he's just telling me his point of view or how he handles it, but in no way am I telling you how to handle your situation. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that's going to tell you what to do. The only time I'm going to tell you what to do is when you're asking me for help. When you're asking me to come in and save the day, I'm going to tell you what to do. But otherwise, whatever you feel works for you, awesome, because we're not the same people. So ultimately, the battle of ideologies happens all the time in relationships, all the time. And in marriages, and especially when you get into a level of relationship where you're thinking about marriage, the person that has the most is the one that loses the most. And that's the reality of it. So if you are a woman that has two houses and has a job making six figures, and you are well off financially, you come from a well family, and you're talking to a regular, like a subordinate of yours at your job, and he's living in his mom's basement, right? You're gonna, who has the upside in this if you guys get together? That's, but women, gosh, they're throwing it at you like, I'm loyal, I give you love, I give you all these things. And it's like, well, it has to be more than that. It has to be more than loyalty. It has to be more than these things that you can put on paper. For some people, you don't have to. But when you get to my age, when you've already been divorced, when you've already been in relationships and you've had kids, like, it has to make sense. Make it make sense to me. Like, why is it? Not because you're a woman that has a bunch of applications and you think that any one of those guys is going to give you the life that you want. Yeah, he's going to pretend. He's going to pretend that he's going to give you that for X amount of time. But then what happens is, like, for many guys, it's like, well, you know, they're tired of acting. They're tired of playing the great actor that you fell in love with. Now they become very angry and cranky about everything. And then now they're diving into their hobbies and not spending time with you and all these different things. And then you're spinning, talking to your friends like, why is this person this way? I don't understand it, you know, but I love him. I mean, I just know that he's still that sweet guy. You know, you're still hanging on to the person he was in the beginning. You're still hanging on to that. And I'm telling you, like, you find out who a guy is after you have sex with him. You find out who he is. Because then that lets you know that, okay, if he changes after you have sex, then you know. Like, okay, he was just playing along. Or if he likes it, he's going to keep playing along until he gets bored or he wants to try something else. So I prescribe, even though it doesn't work, to my success. Now, you know, women that I talk to that are married or in open relationships or polyamorous, they're fucking like, God damn, dude, like, where have you been? Like, where is, I can't believe no women are even wanting to talk to you. They don't even care. Like, why, how can a woman, like, this is like what I find women in relationships that are in non-traditional connections tell me all the time. This is unequivocally what I get 100%. But I tell them the same red flags that these are the things that single women cannot accept. And it's a whole different dynamic with single women because, again, they're getting so many fucking applications. And they're trying to sort it out. And they're just trying to find what resonates with them, what it is they want to feel. It's like that Disney World magic. You want that Disney World magic. You want that Cinderella. You want that Snow White. You want that feeling. And I get it. But listen, I love comics. I love that superhero shit. I stopped watching Marvel movies, like, ever since the fucking Avengers Endgame happened. It's just a little bit played out for me now. But I love Spider-Man. I love Captain America. I mean, I used to love Spider-Man as a kid. But then you realize that's not real. You realize, okay, I mean, if I get bitten by a radioactive spider, I don't think I'm going to become Spider-Man. I'm going to be fucked. And that's the fantasy and the illusion that I see women over and over again go through. And I used to tell my daughter when she was young, princesses are not real. Like, you know, that's not a real thing. Like, you know, you should be worshipped, you should be adored, and you should be appreciated for who you are. And that's the way it should be. And someone should treat you nice. Don't put nice guys in the friend zone. If a nice guy is really nice and friendly, doesn't make him less masculine. It's just that he really is sensitive to you and loves you and respects you, maybe to a level that you've never experienced before. And that maybe get boring for a lot of women. And I'll leave, you know, I just think women get bored. I think women ultimately, like, after a certain point, they get bored. Just like men sometimes can get tired with the sex at home, women can get tired with the dynamics of the home. They need to be out and they need to be experiencing life. Because if you ever talk to women, they're always self-reflecting on their life. When they hit a 40th birthday, when they hit like certain milestones in their life, they have a moment of reflecting. Like when a kid leaves the house, they're fucking reflecting on life. Next thing you know, you're getting served with divorce papers because they realize that they're not trying to be in a monotonous, boring, stagnant situation. Like, women are dynamic and change, and you have to be able to keep up. And a lot of men can't do that. So I, you know, with all this mumbling out there that I do and rambling and all this shit that people don't agree with or people can't accept, it's just coming from a logical perspective. Like, the way I think, the way I feel is understanding that people are not being transparent to one another out there, and people are playing along to get whatever it is they want, whether it's marriage. Women do it as well. I mean, it's like I think women play chess, men play checkers. Checkers being the sex and women being the marriage and the commitment and the tying up things that make it harder for somebody to break. And I think that's why men act the way they do a lot of times as well, because it's based out of resentment of not living their truth, but they never accepted their truth like I have. And when you convey that truth to a dating population that is getting a totally different message, it's an uphill battle. Classic of Uffy, she's running that thing like Bobby.